Global Terrorism Index is being carried out by the Institute of Economics and Peace. It's a credible organization. They are a reliable body.
Listing Nigeria where it is at the moment, do you think that's a fair assessment of the efforts of the Nigerian government in tackling terrorism?
I concur. It's a fair assessment of the Nigerian government in terms of combating terrorism and other security challenges. Although I have read somewhere where I think Major General Kenge, the new spokesman of the defense headquarters, is saying they don't really want to accept the assessment. I want to say it's a fair assessment of the Nigerian government. Nigerian government have been accepting the results whenever it's favorable to the government. So I see no reason why a person or an institution would now say they don't want to accept the result because they think the assessment is not fair.
What are the key instances under which this assessment was made when it concerns the Nigerian government efforts to root out terrorism?
I think, number one, they made this assessment based on the number of attacks carried out by Boko Haram as well as ISWA in the country. Then number two, fatalities recorded, people injured during those attacks. As I've said, I think these were the three major criteria they looked at. Now, if attacks were carried out by Boko Haram or ISWA, some people died, maybe civilians or combatants, the military, it means the government forces have lapses because they couldn't repel those attacks, stop the attack, prevent the attacks. So it's on those criteria. Otherwise, there will be no way attacks will be launched by Boko Haram or ISWAP. And instead of repelling them now, you allow them to scale through. And we're hearing about 100 plus deaths in Yobe, in Termua, deaths again in parts of Borno, and some other places, the number of attacks increasing to 22% or so. These are some of the criteria they use to make those assessments, which I believe is a fair assessment because I'm not sure if they have factored in what is even happening in the Northwest.
What is happening in the Northwest?
It has to do with frequent attacks by bandits and criminal gangs. They kidnap persons and they ransack entire villages because of maybe minerals and livestock and stuff like that.
The Nigerian government says it's doing as much as it can and spending more resources in training and purchasing military equipment. What areas do you think they need to do more?
Nigerian government need to sit down and re-strategize. This issue of bad governance, weak governance, whatever way you want to call it,